Well, I'm going to have an opportunity to address Business Summit immediately following this meeting, so I'm going to keep my remarks relatively brief. I want to first of all thank all the business leaders, both from the Indian community as well as from the United States. As David noted, this is the third in a series of business summits that we've established, and they have been extraordinarily useful to us in identifying problems and then generating practical solutions. And Dave's right, the first one that we had didn't result in concrete action, not surprisingly. We hadn't received recommendations yet. The subsequent meeting generated some very concrete recommendations, and many of them were acted upon with some dispatch. I think, as has already been noted, I think there's special excitement about this meeting because Prime Minister Modi has brought new energy and vigor to redesigning the architecture here in India so that more business, greater growth, greater investment can take place. And what I'm excited about is the fact that not only do we have a lot of U.S. businesses who are interested in investing in India, but we also have a lot of Indian companies who are already investing in the United States and want to do more business. So I appreciate all of your input, and I want to emphasize that we pay a lot of attention to what you have to say. We're not always going to immediately be able to solve every problem that's been brought up, but you're going to see sustained engagement from my administration as we try to work through each of the recommendations that you've made. The good news is that during my visit in 2010, I said I wanted to boost trade and investment between India and the United States. In the last few years, we've increased trade by some 60%, nearing a record $100 billion. U.S. exports to India are up 35%. That means jobs in the United States. Exports from India to the United States are also up, and that means jobs here in India. So there is enormous potential for U.S. workers and Indian workers to see advancement as our countries learn to cooperate. So we're moving in the right direction. But I think what's been clear from all the comments here is that there's huge untapped potential that we have not yet realized. There's a lot more work that needs to be done. We want to see more trade. We want to see more investment that will deliver real benefits to our people and the kind of sustainable growth that will benefit both Indians and Americans. A couple of themes that emerged. I do this for the benefit of our press corps. I think there's great interest in, on the part of U.S. companies, to find consistency, clarity, greater simplicity in the regulatory and tax environment in India. If that occurs, I think you're going to see a lot more business here. And that's consistent with many of the reforms that Prime Minister Modi has articulated. There is also great interest in finding ways to finance improved infrastructure inside of India. As has been noted, it's not enough just to set up a plant. It's also necessary to make sure that that plant can receive regular power, has broadband access, that there are roads that allow products that are manufactured here to be delivered efficiently and effectively. And U.S. exporters are very concerned about issues of IP protection. Increasingly, the United States is a knowledge-based economy. We tend to operate at the higher ends of the global value chain. And whether we're talking about movies from Disney, and I was interested to find out from Bob Iger at Disney that Disney's a major investor in Bollywood, which is pretty exciting. But also what we hear from software companies who are already doing significant business, obviously, in India, because there's just incredible talent here, is that the absence of effective IP protection makes U.S. companies hesitant to invest more in India, but it also is stunting the development of software innovation inside of India, because the sense is that it will not be adequately protected, and the returns won't be as high as if that software development takes place outside. And it also has some implications for cybersecurity issues. With respect to Indian investors in the United States and Indian companies that want to do more business in the United States, several issues came up. There's still a great interest in immigration reform. We didn't have a chance to talk about that too much, but I assure you that despite the executive actions that I've taken, we know it's not enough. We want to continue to attract more high-skilled workers to the United States, more innovation in the United States. That requires an act of Congress. We have some outstanding members of Congress here who are strong supporters of immigration reform. And in the meantime, though, what we are doing is we're making it a lot easier for entrepreneurs interested in investing in the United States to be able to get the visas that they need. And we are very excited about the work that can be done on that front. The issue of totalization was raised. For those who aren't familiar with this, this has to do with who pays Social Security and how it's collected. And that's something that we are going to continue to examine. And as has been noted, the possibility of us establishing a bilateral investment treaty is one that would serve both countries very well. Now, I want to confess that that will be a challenge to have a model BIT that meets the fairly high standards that the United States typically establishes in a BIT with some of its trading partners. But the interest and the potential is there, and we're going to be interested in exploring with all of you. And I think the point that was made earlier about us consulting with businesses as we are developing a possible BIT, so that we get firsthand from businesses what is it that they need to see, I think is a very helpful suggestion. So, you know, the bottom line is the goal on both sides is to slash red tape. I think both the Prime Minister and myself have an interest in maintaining smart regulations that protect the public health and welfare of our people. You know, this may be sacrilege among some in the business community, but I actually think some regulation is good and important and necessary. But what we don't want is regulations that are not efficient, aren't smart, are impeding innovation, and are impeding the kind of growth that ultimately will benefit our people. And our goal should be recognizing that the United States and India are at different stages of development. Both sides can do more and do better to facilitate the kind of trading, investment, and growth that will be good far into the future. And I'll just conclude by saying that there is a natural convergence between our two countries. Probably my favorite comment was when I heard Mr. Birla talk about his excellent experiences investing in the United States and how easy it was and how accommodating and interested U.S. companies and U.S. officials were in making sure that he felt at home there. I hope everybody was listening with respect to that testimony. But part of what this shows just is the incredible talent, the incredible business talent that exists in India. And obviously, the Indian diaspora around the world has created incredible companies, incredible networks, incredible value wherever they go. And the question then becomes, how do we tap that same potential in a billion people here? And how can the United States, which obviously thrives on entrepreneurship and innovation. How can we partner with you in ways that make the world's two largest democracies also the most vibrant economies in the world? So this has been very exciting. Appreciate your participation. We will take the recommendations that have been made. We will set some deadlines for action. We'll hold ourselves accountable, and hopefully the next time we have a meeting, we'll have a good report.
Mr. President, if I could, just to correct the record.
Please.
Just to correct the record, the first forum that didn't accomplish much was 2005 to 2008. The second one that got a lot done was 2009 to 14.
That was mine. That is a very useful correction. I hope the press took note. But thank you so much for all the outstanding work that's been done. And Mr. Prime Minister, we look forward to doing business with India. Yeah.